وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at humanity from the perspective of the commander of the faithful Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi assalam. One of the issues that we have when it comes to family is the right of children, and to be specific, when it comes to his right financially. And today we gave it a call, we gave it a name under the title of child support. Now, child support might be a new concept in the secular system, in the so-called advanced world, but in fact, that is not new to us as Muslims. Where Islam has established the right of a child to financial advantages even before these systems think of it, over 1,000 years that system been established in Islam. Now with children, because they have special needs and because they cannot work and defend and do things for themselves, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a requirement that we need to take of our children, and we need to make sure that they are fed, clothed, and that they have enough money for their survival. Now we see this happens a lot when we have divorces, where one of the parents neglects his job to pay for his child, especially when it comes to the man himself. And most of the times, as we see in these secular systems that we live in, one has to resort to going to court, or the woman has to resort to going to court to seek child support for her kids, where the father says, well, with me no longer, then I don't see myself, liable to pay for you or your child. Now, that's just a wrong mentality. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says that one must maintain and take care of his kids. Now, having said that, it is a matter of child support is a very sensitive issue. One of the problems that we face, especially in the secular system, is that give women so much rights over a man, more than obviously what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dictated. Now Allah says, when it comes to the child himself, his well-being and his care and his maintenance and finances and everything in between is in fact the duty of the father. So the father has what we call the duty of care for his children. So he must be providing for his child, considering that the child is under his protection. So if the father is fine and, logically he's okay, financially he's okay, then the mother has no business in taking that child from his dad, because he is the one who needs to maintain him. That's the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if we look at it in depth, well, we do say that child at a certain age stays with his mother, a girl at a certain age stays with her mother, but then they have to go back to the father. He's the one that needs to maintain them. If we break that chain, or the chain of command, of chain of sequence, chains of laws, then the system falls apart. Let us take a break and we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, and we are looking at the rights of a child when it comes to his finances. So we did say that Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayh, in a saying that seems to be a bit controversial, that he says, قِلَّةِ الْأَيَالِ أَحَدُ الْيَسَارِ, that if you do find yourself financially not capable to bring children and to have children and maintain them and sustain them, then you should not. That's what the hadith says. It says one of the easy ways to, you know, in life is to have less kids. So if you have 1, 2 kids, 3 kids, maybe more is not in your advantage, not for you, but for the kids themselves. Because we do see in so many countries with parents who have too many kids, they keep bringing them into life without knowing how to maintain them and how to take care of them. And most of the times, these kids end up being in the streets, these kids being orphans, or these kids being homeless, or what have you. And then, because of this, we had systems in place to even prevent people from having children in the first place. So we go into both extremes here. So we have, in some countries, birth control, where you've been told what you can and cannot have. You have, for example, in some countries, you're only allowed to have 1 child. For example, in China, in some countries, maybe allowed to have 2, and so on and so forth. And you see in certain countries, they might, you know, trying to propagate abortion and make it legal and so on and so forth. If we went by the Islamic system, we wouldn't have these problems to begin with. So when one has too much kids, obviously he will find himself unable to sustain them. Now, we're not saying that one should not have children or one should, you know, limit himself to 1 or 2 children. No, have as much as you can, considering the fact that you can maintain them, you can care of them. Because sometimes you say, Allah will provide. Surely Allah will provide. But Allah will provide for those who think, for those who contemplate, not for those who do not think. When we look at some countries and we see so many kids in the streets and kids even being dragged into army and gangs and what have you, because the parents, they had no system in place. They don't know what to do with their kids. If you are financially very well off, if you have a house, you have everything else, and you know you want to have kids, by all means. But unless you have these things in place, then it's going to be a calamity, like Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi said. So the child himself has a responsibility, has a right that need to be maintained by his parents. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Salli ya Rabbi ala Taha al-Amin, rahmatin arsaltahu lil'alamin. وعلى آل النبي أجمعين فبهم نرجوك أحسن ختمنا.